miss my dad so much. Whenever I was scared or sad, he would hold my hands. But now he can't anymore.
Even though your dad can't be there for you right now, Jesus will always be your friend. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. Thanks for stopping by. If you have lost a friend or family member, then you know how it feels to be sad and lonely. Maybe you're even scared that something bad might happen to you. If so, just remember this. Jesus promised to be with you always, even when you're scared or alone. He'll be there for you when you need him. Isaiah 41:13 says this. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you. Our story for today is called, Hold Out Your Hand. Kara eagerly ran outside to get the mail. Most of the envelopes were for her mom, but in the past few weeks, many had been for her too. Right after her dad's accident, she could hardly even open the cards. But now she looked forward to the messages sent to her and carefully hung each one on her wall. The encouraging words and verses comforted her, and the memories people shared about her dad often made her laugh. Kara glanced at the letters, then froze when she saw the logo of a campground on one of the envelopes. Every year, when they arrived at the family campground, Dad would grab her by the hands and swing her around to celebrate their annual vacation. But this year, there would be no swinging. Tears rushed down Kara's face before she could stop them. Her shoulders sagged with her spirits, and she dragged her feet as she entered the house. Then she slowly raised her eyes to meet her mom's. Oh, Mom, I miss Dad so much. Mom held Kara as she cried. I miss him too, Mom said. Say, do you remember when you jumped into the pool at camp and you couldn't swim? Sure do, replied Kara. Dad held out his hand, and I grabbed it. That's right, Mom said. And when you were little, what did Dad do when you were scared at night or walking through a parking lot? Kara smiled. He held my hand. I know how hard it is not to have your father here anymore, but you still have your Heavenly Father. His hands created the entire world, and they're always ready to hold yours. Mom wiped a tear from Kara's cheek. Jesus understands the pain we're going through, and we can turn to Him whenever we feel sad or lonely. He'll comfort us and remind us that Dad is with him now, and that one day we'll see him again. We can count on him to hold our hands and help us. Always. Mom grabbed a marker and drew a heart in the center of Kara's palm. Even though your dad isn't here to hold your hand anymore, Jesus is always with you. He loves you and will take your hand to comfort you and help you. So how about you? Do you ever get scared or lonely? Perhaps bad dreams wake you up at night, or you're missing someone special. Jesus doesn't promise that we'll never feel afraid or sad, but He does promise to be with us at all times and hold our hands. Try it. Hold out your hand when you need comfort from Jesus and picture His hand taking yours. Trust Him to be with you and to give you peace. Once again, our key scripture, Isaiah 41:13.
For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you.
And our key thought for the day, Jesus will hold your hand. Do you ever have questions about the Bible, like why it's important to help others or what prayer really is? I'd love to help answer them in the Keys for Kids print devotional. Every issue I'll put in questions on a different topic from kids just like you, and I'll let you know what the Bible says about them. It's your chance to be featured in the Keys for Kids devotional. So send me your questions at keysforkids.org/heyzach. That's keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.